Hey, welcome back to another episode of Marketing with Colin. And this is Colin Siegel on the mic. This is episode number 2. And if you didn't listen to the first episode, which you probably did if you're listening to this, because the only way you would know about this is if I sent you here. But if you didn't listen to the first episode, go back and listen to that. I kind of laid the groundwork for what this podcast is about. So today I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. Today's question is, how do you get people interested in your advertisements? Okay, right? So now we know that we have the ability to pay to put a message in front of our ideal customer. Okay, we can use Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, the newspaper, you know, TV commercials, radio, all this stuff is the same thing. It's just, these are platforms that have the attention of the masses, right? These are platforms where your customers are hanging out, okay, which is all marketing is finding out where your customers are and then getting in front of them and gaining traction that way. So how do we actually get them to engage with our ads, though? And how do we create ads that are actually interesting for people to click on and that are going to stand above our competitors? Because this is one thing you need to understand is it's a competitive world out there. And when you're scrolling through Instagram, think about how many sponsored ads you see. It's about half the feed or more at this point. And so your potential customers are scrolling through and they're seeing the same thing. So you're going to have to stand out. If you want to really make money with advertisements, you're going to have to stand out, because your ability to create an attractive ad is going to be one of the most important aspects in actually driving profitability with your ad campaigns. Because think about it. If you're running ads and let's say you're spending $100 and that $100 is generating you $150 in revenue, okay, which would actually be considered pretty good. But then you can make the ad better. And as a result of making that ad better, you're still spending the same amount of money to get in front of the same amount of people. But because the ad's better, you're getting more engagement, you're getting more clicks, and ultimately more sales. And you go from making $150 on that $100 in ad spend to making $250. Well, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And that's how you grow a company. You keep getting better and better and better and more efficient. And this is how you scale ad campaigns. So we could talk about this for a very, very long time because there's so many angles of this, but I want to start with sort of the most important concept, which is let me explain it this way. And I'm thinking through this as I'm saying it. So bear with me. There's multiple stages of the buyer's journey, right? So depending upon where the people are on that journey that you are showing ads to is going to dictate how you're going to speak to them, what the messaging is going to look like. Here's what I mean. If somebody has never heard about you, okay, meaning it's a cold audience, you're putting this advertisement in front of somebody who's never heard about you, that message is going to look very different than somebody who has heard about you. Maybe they've been on your website and they clicked around, but they didn't buy. And so you would show different ads to those people because they're at different stages of the buyer's journey, right? The person who's never heard about you, if you show them an ad that says, hey, I've got this product here, I'm selling, I'm selling baseball bats, you can get free shipping. And I put that offer in front of somebody who's never heard about us, let's be honest, they don't care. They don't care about free shipping. They don't even know who I am. They have no interest in my product or service at this point. Why would they care about free shipping? They don't. Okay, but if I were to put that message in front of somebody who has been clicking around on my site, who's maybe added a baseball bat to their cart online, and then they abandon that cart and they get off and they go somewhere else because they were about to have to pay a $40 shipping fee, but then they see an ad that says, hey, check out now and get free shipping. Well, that's a very different thing, right? So if you're still with me. So what I'm going to talk about today, right now, is working your way down this buyer's journey. So at the top, when you're talking about somebody who's never seen you, and this is gold right here. This is something that took me a long time to really fully understand. And the sooner that you can understand and implement this concept that I'm about to share, the sooner you're going to be successful. But one of the big things is when you're speaking to people who have never heard about you, you have to provide value. Okay. What is value in the form of advertisements? Value is entertainment, education, or impactfulness. Meaning, if I can make you laugh, if I can help you learn, or if I can kind of impact you and make you feel like you've been moved, then I can grab your attention and potentially get you to click and engage with my ad. So Here's an example. We'll go back to the baseball bats. I'm going to show an ad to somebody who's never heard about me, but I'm going to target these people on Facebook based on the fact that they like certain baseball pages. Maybe they are a fan of Babe Ruth, or they follow, you know, certain organizations that are in line with my target audience. Okay, so but they've still never heard about me. One thing I might do is give them, and this ad would actually be an ad giving them a free lesson on hitting, you know, how to actually hit the baseball. Okay. And this is obviously off the top of my head, how to hit the baseball. They click on that ad, they go to your website, and you literally give them a free video course or a free ebook or free resources to actually help them with hitting the baseball. That is an example of providing value to a cold audience. And you are far more likely to get that, to get somebody, to get your ideal customer to click on that ad than you would be to click on a free shipping ad, right? Because they don't care about you at this point. But what they do care about is, hey, this looks helpful. I'm going to click on it and go check it out. And then as they go there and click and check out that ad, well, what's going to happen? They're going to get their free resource. And then, of course, at some point, they're going to be introduced to your product. Hey, this right here is the baseball bat 4000, and this is going to help you hit the absolute longest dingers of your life. Okay, so you can tell I'm not much of a baseball player, but the point is like now they came to me because I provided value to them, and I'm introducing the product to them in a way that's relevant, and now they understand how this product could be useful. Okay, now what's going to happen? Are they going to buy that bat? Probably not. Probably that's not going to happen. But what will happen is you will have a new person on your list. You will have built your list. And a percentage of people will go buy those bats. But realistically, at this stage, you are trying to build your list, because the larger you can get that list with people who are familiar with your product, then you own that list and you can continue to sell to those people over a period of time. And I'll get there. I don't want to make this too confusing right up front. But the point is, in order to make ads that are attractive, that get people to actually want to engage with you, you have to provide value. Okay, and so that's how you do it, providing value to a cold market. And then, of course, again, once you provide value to that market, and let's say they go, they get my free ebook, and they bounce off the site and they're somewhere else. Now the next ad they see from me might be an ad related to my baseball bat and how it's going to help them achieve the longest hit of their life. Because maybe this ebook was like how to hit the longest drive of your life, or how to hit the furthest baseball you've ever hit. However you want to say it. Obviously, I'm having a hard time with this particular subject because I don't know shit about it. But the point is you get the point. Provide value, entertain, educate, and impact, and then drive them down your funnel of ads. And we'll speak more about that in later episodes. But start thinking about this. Start thinking about who is your ideal customer. Okay, and here's a process you can go through to actually determine what your ads might look like. Who's your ideal customer? Outline that. What do they look like? Matter of fact, here's how you can do it. Create a customer avatar. Okay, my customer avatar, his name is Joe. He's a 35-year-old. He played college baseball. He goes to games on, every other week with his buddies. He likes to drink beer. This is my customer avatar. Now, how can I find that person online? Okay, and then you're going to drill down. How can I target this person on Facebook? Or how can I find this person on Google? How can I get this person to come to me? And then what does Joe need? What problem is he trying to solve? And let me create a resource to help him solve that problem that is going to tie in with my product, right? And it doesn't have to tie in so directly at the beginning. It doesn't have to be using your product. Matter of fact, you probably don't want it to, like, you have to use my product to fix your product. Like, I'm not trying to give you an ebook that just sells you into my product. I'm trying to give you an ebook that helps you and that actually begins the relationship and makes you go, hey, this was really helpful and I appreciate it. And then next time you see one of my ads, you'll actually pay attention because you now like me. Subconsciously, you can't help it. If I help you, then you're going to pay attention to what I say. So they really don't even have an option. But if you help them out, then you can show ads to them later on that actually drive sales for you. So that's the episode for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Marketing with Colin, episode number 2, done.